This is Radio Catskill. We've got one of the candidates that's running for a local race, at least on the New York side of WJFF's listening area. It's New York State Senator Jen Metzger joining us right now. How are you doing, Senator?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thanks so much for having me on.
The first thing I want to know is, like, what have you done? Like, in your capacity as state senator representing this district, what have you done and what are you doing right now?
I've been very proud of what we've accomplished in the state legislature in my first term. We got a lot of very important legislation passed that had long been stalled under the previous Republican Senate majority. Legislation like the Child Victims Act, which allows survivors of child sexual abuse to get justice in court. We passed very important campaign finance and election reforms just to make government, our state government, more accountable and expand opportunities to vote. And actually, the early voting legislation that we passed is definitely proving its value during this pandemic and, you know, enabling people to vote, you know, over, 10 days, essentially, spreading out the crowds. My very first bill that I introduced as a state senator, right after I took office, was a bill to ban corporate donations to candidates in New York. I don't take any corporate money or lobbyist money. I think it's the pay-to-play system has been a real problem in New York, and that's something I'm very focused on changing. So I'm still building momentum for that bill and look forward to getting it passed in another term. And then the other, a huge achievement was on the environmental front. You know, we passed long stalled legislation to protect our environment and communities, including the nation leading Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, and legislation to protect our children from toxic chemicals and toys and children's products. So, you know, these were all really huge and tangible achievements for our communities in so many important areas. And overall, you know, my approach to this job has really been, I've really taken a problem-solving approach to it, you know, trying to just focus on, you know, the real needs of the rural communities and towns I represent, like closing the broadband gap, expanding affordable access to telehealth, which is very important in rural communities, protecting our water and farmland and natural resources that's so important to our health, our quality of life, and our economy in the Hudson Valley and Catskills region. So these are really, in my view, these are people issues. They're not partisan issues. And in fact, all 29 of my bills that have been signed into law in my first 20 months in office were all passed with wide bipartisan support. And I think that really speaks to the fact that they really are about, you know, what's good for our communities. So, and I know we've spoken before about my broadband bill, but this bill has, you know, it passed virtually unanimously in both houses and, you know, it's signed into law, which, you know, we're now pushing the governor to do. It would require the state to determine the gaps in broadband statewide so that we can finally get them closed. You know, we've seen in this pandemic just how vital having access to the internet is to, you know, just for daily living, for education, for employment, for healthcare, just about everything. And I've, you know, been working on that issue actually at other levels, at the county level as well. I'm in talks with the county. I'm working on securing funding for the county's municipal broadband project. And then at the individual level, our office is always going to battle with our constituents with Spectrum, trying to get them to install the service that they promised. So we're really working on that at all levels. You know, the pandemic has, you know, been such an enormous challenge in so many ways. Just it's just altered life for everyone. I've been really focused on just helping my constituents with their needs and just meeting those challenges. We've helped literally thousands of residents in the district navigate the red tape to get the assistance they need, like unemployment insurance and that kind of thing. So that's another really important aspect of the work I've been doing in the state Senate is being as accessible and available as possible to my constituents and doing whatever I can to, you know, address their needs.
You represent New York's 42nd State Senate District. That includes all of Sullivan County and big parts of Orange and Ulster and Delaware counties, you know, surrounding Sullivan. What as you represent this area in Albany, what is unique about this area? What concerns, needs are unique? What benefits, pluses, negatives, benefits, challenges? What is it that's unique about this area that you got to keep in mind when you're representing it in Albany?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, we are fortunate in that we have this incredible natural bounty in the Catskills region and the Hudson Valley region. It is what makes our area special, and it's so important to our economy, our tourist economy, to our quality of life. And so, making sure that we are, protecting those resources is very important. I chair the Agriculture Committee in the State Senate. There are about 2,000 farms in my district, in our Senate district. It's a very rural district. And it's, I view it as my job to really be the voice for our family farms. And we're lucky we have this incredible diversity of products that we produce. These are mostly small family farms, and it's hard for them, it's hard to survive and compete in this larger national and international economy. So, I've been very focused on, expanding markets right here in New York for New York foods, expanding programs like Farm to School, and creating new local labeling standards in New York, and essentially, capitalizing on the huge markets that we have right here to get more New Yorkers consuming more of what we produce here. And that's really going to help protect our farms for the long term.
What are your priorities moving forward? What's the work that still needs to be done? What do you want to do if given the chance to have another term?
One of my priorities is, we passed the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, and that was a huge achievement. But I'm, really focused now on making sure that we're, growing the green jobs right here in our region and accelerating that shift to a clean energy economy. I think it's enormously promising for our region. It's going to create, thousands of good jobs, good trades jobs. And really, it's a huge opportunity for us. And so that's one area of focus. Another area of focus is strengthening our regional food system, our regional food economy. I've already touched on that. I've been working on, for instance, expanding our farm to school programs. I'd like to, develop farm to hospital programs and farm to nursing home programs. And, we should be getting fresh, nutritious food to those who need it most in New York, while also supporting our family farms. So that's a real kind of double win opportunity. A huge challenge we face in our region is the opioid epidemic. We have made a lot of progress in my first term at the state level. We've passed over 20 bills to address the opioid crisis, including greatly expanding access to treatment and life-saving overdose reversal medication. I've also secured funding this year just to expand treatment facilities in Sullivan County. It's funding for Catholic Charities, but we have to really, you know, we have a lot of work to do on that front. So that's going to continue to be a major focus of mine. And finally, strengthening good government practices at the state level, making sure that every decision that's taken in Albany is truly in the best interest of New Yorkers. So I'll be working hard to get my bill passed to ban corporate contributions.
So, yeah, I guess one last question for you, Senator Metzger, is your opponent is Mike Martucci running against you, challenging you to represent the 42nd District in New York State. And one of the things that I've heard from him the most, I've seen in ads online and on TV, is essentially he's saying when Resorts World Catskill, the casino here in Sullivan County, was not open, could not reopen because of the COVID-19 pandemic, that you were essentially silent on that, that you did not fight to reopen the casino. I was wondering if you had any response to that charge.
Oh, absolutely. So there could be nothing farther from the truth on that. I mean, he would never know, I suppose, because he's not in Sullivan County doing this work. But, you know, early on when we were, you know, just as, you know, as the opening, the reopening process was getting underway, I took a tour of the casino with other government officials. Basically, of all of the steps they had undertaken to prepare for reopening, and it was incredibly impressive. They were clearly ready to do it. I mean, they were really ready. And, you know, I was in constant communication with, you know, both management as well as casino workers who were, you know, anxious to get back to work. And I was basically on the phone with the governor's office constantly, both myself and Assemblywoman Aileen Gunther. And we actually brought people down to the casino from the governor's office and the gaming commissioner to come tour the facility and see for themselves, you know, how ready the casino, how safe it was for the casino to reopen. And that site visit did more than anything, because you really have to see it. You know, it's one thing to make pronouncements about, you know, what we need to do statewide, but you have to really come and see the facility, and that convinced them to open the casino earlier at 25% capacity, but they were opened it at significantly earlier than they had planned to. But it took a lot of pushing, and I'd say we were decisive in getting that to happen. You know, the casino is like a top employer in Sullivan County. The tax revenue is so important to the county and to the town of Thompson, and just it's so important to the, you know, it has a multiplier effect on the rest of the economy. So, you know, it was a priority of mine to get it reopened, and it's a simply a complete fabrication of my opponent.
Okay, well, thanks for giving your response to those criticisms, but we're going to have to move on now. I want to thank you for taking the time to speak to us today
thanks
here
so
at
much,
Radio Catskill. Thank you.